We all came to Irvine, California, and it was this the epicenter of ex-gayness in the world because you had these two conferences going on. And applying principles that I learned as a Quaker and as a teacher, I helped shape this conference with my friends there and some of the things we did to the point where we even were able to get three former ex-gay leaders to come forward and issue a public apology for their role in all of this, and helping them also to script their apology, because it was really hard for them to really take ownership for what they had done. But working with survivors, it helped them to really center in. We also issued an invitation from ex-gay survivors to any current ex-gay leader if they wanted to sit down, have dinner, and hear about our experiences, particularly because they have no aftercare programs, no follow-up. And three current ex-gay leaders took us up on the invitation.
That's integrity. It's integrity on their part. How did that exchange go?
It went very well. Now, no senior leadership came or board members, but these are people who run local ministries in their area, and they came to listen. And they heard things I don't think they expected to hear. For one, they didn't hear anger. They didn't hear bitterness. They did hear heartache. They did hear grief. And at first they just were listening, and they were like, wait, can we take notes? And they took out their notepads, and they wrote copious notes because they said, we need to go back to the leadership and tell them what you're saying about the loss of faith that many of us had experienced, the depression, the confusion, the guilt, the shame, all this stuff. You know, our take is that these experiences cause much more harm than good. Good has come of it. I learned some good lessons. I learned more about the Bible, different things. But ultimately, it almost destroyed me.